Program descriptions.
You ready? Okay, we'll call to order the council meeting for January 13th. If everyone would stand for the pledge. Can we have a roll call?
Mr. Mayor.
Here.
Mr. Brink.
Here.
Vice President Brown.
Here.
President Chapman.
Here.
Mr. Clark.
Here.
Ms. Rose.
Here.
Mr. Salters.
Here.
Mr. Sebring.
Here.
Okay, adoption of the agenda.
Motion to adopt the agenda.
Second.
Okay, got a motion by Councilman Sebring, second by President Chapman to adopt the agenda as presented.
Mr. Brink.
Yes.
Mr. Brown.
Yes.
Mr. Chapman.
Yes.
Mr. Clark.
Yes.
Ms. Rose.
Yes.
Mr. Salters.
Yes.
Mr. Sebring.
Yes.
Okay. Next is approval of minutes of the December 23rd meeting.
Move that we approve the minutes.
Second.
Motion by President Chapman, second by Councilman Sebring to approve the December 23rd minutes.
Mr. Brink.
Yes.
Mr. Brown.
Yes.
Mr. Chapman.
Yes.
Mr. Clark. Ms. Rose.
Yes.
Mr. Salters.
Yes.
Mr. Sebring.
Yes.
Okay, move on to petitions, memorials, remonstrances. And then we'll move on to committee reports. Public safety, Councilman Chapman.
No report.
Environmental management, Councilman Clark.
No report. We do have a meeting at the end of this month.
Budget and finance, Councilman Brown.
No report.
Planning and zoning community development, Councilman Brink.
No report.
Tourism promotion of the city, Councilwoman Rose.
No report.
Legislative review, Councilman Sebring.
No report.
City services, Councilman Salters.
No report.
Okay, next is a report of city officers. At this time, I think I would like to introduce the new animal shelter director, Laura Ariel. You can come up front. This is the director. I just want everybody to meet you. This is Laura. She's the new animal shelter director. Working on a couple weeks now. Mm-hmm. Did an outstanding job. A lot of great things that happened with Ty in charge. And she's just picking up from there and going to do even better things.
Yes.
You guys have questions for her? Or?
Well, welcome.
Thank you very much.
You have challenging work.
So exciting.
We look forward to doing what we can to assist you and continuing to make the progress that's been made.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Thanks, Laura. Okay, we have no old business, so we'll move on to new business. First up is Ordinance 1-2014, confirm and reinstate Ordinance 2020-11, which is amended Title 5 Public Works, Chapter 51, Sewers, by adding new sections 51.070, and this has to do with the USB pretreatment ordinance.
Mayor, I move we have first reading of Ordinance 1-2014.
Second.
Motion by President Chapman, second by Councilman Sebring to have first reading of Ordinance 1-2014.
Ordinance 1-2014, an ordinance to confirm and reinstate Ordinance 2020-11, which amended Title 5 Public Works, Chapter 51, Sewers, by adding a new section 51.070 and declaring an emergency containing sections 1, 2, and 3. This is requested by the Utility Services Board because apparently when they codified that ordinance the past 2 years ago, they made some changes which are causing problems for the USB with state regulatory functions.
Kirk is here if you guys have any questions.
Kirk Bushy, General Manager of Vincennes Water Utilities. I think the ordinance is pretty self-explanatory. I'll just give you just a brief history of how we ran across this. We had this you all approved unanimously back in 2011 the updated pretreatment ordinance that's required by EPA and IDEM. We had not updated that ordinance, I think, since the early 90s. And as a result of that update, I guess every so often, the ordinances that you all approve are, what do you call it, Dave, codified?
Codified.
By this company called American Legal Publishing Corporation. Well, probably in most ordinances that doesn't create a problem, but in our particular case here, it did create a significant problem in that Josh Moore, our wastewater plant manager, had drafted the ordinance exactly based on the Environmental Protection Agency template from the EPA, US EPA, of which IDEM subscribes to that same protocol. We thought everything was fine. We were operating under the new ordinance that you all approved, using all the numbers, and a lot of it was not substantial changes, but enough changes in the numbering of paragraphs. Some of the wording was changed by this company, in that it raised a flag with IDEM during a recent audit of our pretreatment program, and by no means did we were shocked that we had an ordinance on the internet that was different than the one that we had gotten approved from you all back in 2011. So between our attorney, Ed Cummings, the city attorney, we talked it over and felt like the best avenue to correct the situation was to come back and ask you to reapprove or approve a new ordinance, putting the thing back the way it was to begin. And that will help us greatly to stay in compliance with EPA. So,
yeah, does this require a public hearing to finally adopt?
And that would be a question for council. I don't know your procedures.
I don't know what would require another hearing, since this is basically saying the ordinance that we passed in 2011 is the law of Vincennes. I think American Legal Publishing made some cosmetic changes so that the numbering would look in keeping with the other ordinances. This is a special ordinance, which essentially the one that's on file in the clerk treasurer's office is the actual adopted ordinance. And all we're really doing is asking American Legal to print it the way that we passed it. So there's no substantive changes at all.
No.
Is there any reason to go beyond our regular procedure of adopting this on first reading tonight and then second and third reading at our next meeting? There's no particular rush with IDEM or anything.
We're operating under the ordinance from 2011. Okay. We've not recognized this in our day-to-day operations, the numbers we're using. So okay. There's no time constraint on our part.
Any other discussion?
Call for the question.
Mr. Brink?
Yes.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
Okay, first reading of ordinance 1-2014 passes by a 7-0 vote. Thanks, Kirk. Next up is ordinance 2-2014, additional appropriation requesting $161,608.67 from EDIT, is to pay KCDC, BLA, and SMA.
Move we have first reading of ordinance 2-2014.
Second.
Motion by President Chapman, second by Councilman Sebring to have first reading of ordinance 2-2014.
Ordinance 2-2014, additional appropriation ordinance containing sections 1, 2, and 3 for payment KCDC, BLA, and SME for brownfield work in the total amount of $161,608.67.
Any discussion?
Call for the question.
Mr. Brink?
Yes.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
Okay, first reading of ordinance 2-2014 passes by a vote of 7-0. Next is claims.
Well, I would move that we pay the claims, but I'm looking for the total.
Make a motion to pay claims in amount of $606,879.05.
Second.
Motion by Councilman Sebring, second by Councilman Clark, to pay the claims in the amount of $606,879.05. Discussion?
Call for the question.
Mr. Brink?
Yes.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
Okay, claims are paid by a vote of 7-0. Next is miscellaneous, $31,002.31 list of 2013 encumbrances for the 2014 are listed minutes of this meeting. I think you've got a list.
Yes.
That breaks down what the money's encumbered for. I guess we're looking for a motion and a second and approval to encumber this money.
Mr. Mayor, sir, it technically doesn't need a vote. It just needs to be entered in the minutes.
Okay.
So a vote is not necessary unless the leadership feels it is. But as far as what I need, I just need to have it in the minutes that these are encumbered for from last year to this year, and it'll be in next meeting's minutes. So unless anybody objects about it being in the minutes, it will be in the minutes. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Anybody has any objections to that list? Okay, just need a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.